Well, here at the podtech.net Seagate podcast with Marc Jollet, VP of Segment Marketing for Seagate. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Your products, Seagate's drives, have been amazing over the years. But right now, the new technology that's cutting across all of your products line is the perpendicular technology. Talk about that technology and some of the products and the advancements and the benefits.
Well, let's try and make it kind of understandable for, in layman terms, what perpendicular technology brings to the party. Essentially, it allows you to pack more data onto the same surface, which may sound a little technical, but basically it means you can have a lot more storage in the same drive. What we have announced is the industry's first 750 gigabyte hard drive, 3/4 of a terabyte. In one single drive, massive amount of storage. And today, someone might think that's overkill, they don't need that much storage. Well, if you think a few years ago, how many of you thought you needed more than 20 gigabytes at your home computer? 20 gigabytes is probably how much music you have at home now. So 750 gigabytes,
we thought that was huge then. Now, it's really, this is just pacing up with demand.
Exactly, and we're seeing people consume data, and perpendicular allows us to push the envelope and have a quantum leap here in the amount of storage that we can pack into a single hard drive. If you think over the last 50 years, everyone's been using what we call longitudinal. So basically, kind of putting the bits out flat on a table like dominoes. There are only so many you can pack into, a square foot, for example, on a table. Now, all of a sudden, if you flip those dominoes on their side, perpendicular to the table, you can pack a lot more dominoes. Without having to spin the hard drive faster, you can actually read more data. So we're increasing.
It sounds very easy. Obviously, perpendicular makes this sounds easy, but talk about it's hard. I mean, the reason why they were lying flat was because accessing the data. So it requires a lot of innovation.
We've been working on perpendicular for a number of years and have perfected it to a level that we now have rolled it across our entire product lineup. Enterprise, desktop, notebook drives now from
Seagate.
This
is the new standard for Seagate.
For Seagate, and we believe for the industry, the good news is we're leading here and have now completed, I'd say 6 months ahead of schedule, our conversion to perpendicular across our product lines. We announced at the beginning of the year that we would be moving to perpendicular by the end of this calendar year, and actually here in June now we're shipping products across all of our product lines, desktops, enterprise, and notebook drives with
perpendicular. So this is shipping on all those sectors?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. So what makes it so unique in terms of the impact? Is the price dropping with it? Is the storage increasing at an increasing rate? Is there more headroom? Talk about the roadmap for perpendicular.
So there's obviously a cost and price advantage. People are going to be able to buy more storage for less per gigabyte because you basically don't need multiple drives to have 750 gigabytes. Up until recently, you had to buy several drives. Now you can just buy one drive. So it technically will be less and less expensive to have a larger and larger amount of storage, which is great benefit for customers, consumers, and enterprise. What we're also seeing is we're not resting on our laurels. 750 gigabytes is the first substantiation of this in the desktop and enterprise space. You will see over the next few years that density increase even further, maybe fivefold where we were just a few months ago. So you can expect to see multiple terabyte drives over the coming years, which is an insane amount of storage, but trust me, people will find ways to fill it. And you're going to see this pushing the envelope in the enterprise drives, desktop drives, as well as notebooks, where here again, space, power are at a premium, and you want to make sure you can offer similar to desktop capacities in a notebook.
Talk about the performance and recording reliability. Obviously, as you go to in the new standard, obviously, you want to push the envelope. Talk about some of the performance gains and some of the recording reliability stuff in these new drives.
Certainly, we think that reliability is the number one criteria people have for hard drives. Be they consumers or enterprise, they want the hard drive to work seamlessly. And so we've spent a lot of time perfecting the technology, making sure it is the utmost in reliability. And we believe that perpendicular actually improves reliability quite drastically. Without having to spin the hard drive any faster, you actually can access more data faster because the bits that are now perpendicular basically flow underneath the magnetic head faster because they're packed in more densely, which we believe will allow us to have higher reliability, better performance, and higher storage capacity in the same hard drive. So lots of positive benefits, which we think the industry will eventually have to catch up with us. But we're the first ones to deliver.
That makes the users feel more secure in the sense that it's not going to be fast on every platform. It's going to look high performance on every platform.
Every perpendicular drive that we ship will basically deliver higher capacity, higher performance, higher reliability.
Can you talk about the different products under each sector, desktop, notebook, enterprise?
So we've announced a desktop version of our 750 gigabyte product called Barracuda. Which is ideal for kind of high-end desktop applications and workstations. We are also announcing an enterprise version of Barracuda ES for RAID subsystems for high-end enterprise solutions.
Big servers and stuff like that, right?
Big servers, people that want RAID deployments of multiple drives with high capacities.
High availability.
So we've announced Barracuda ES. And then along those lines, we've announced also a new notebook version of our perpendicular drive up to 160 gigabyte, the Momentus product. So that one here again brings perpendicular for the first time into the notebook world, allowing us to offer desktop caliber capacities in a notebook. And as people migrate more and more from desktops to notebooks and want to be able to bring all their content with them and all their videos and games and music and applications, they're expecting higher and higher capacities in their notebook form factor.
Notebooks are always a leading indicator of hard disk technology or drive technology. What are some of the new things there?
As you say, I think that everyone's buying notebooks to replace their desktops, whether it's in the home or in the office, and people have expectations for similar performance. They want desktop-level performance in their notebook, and the trade-offs obviously are size, weight, battery life, and what we've been able to bring with our announcements this week are some hard drives that deliver desktop performance in a notebook form factor. And in notebooks, you want low power consumption, lower noise, and you want them to be reliable, given that notebooks tend to get tossed around in overhead compartments and dropped. And we're bringing basically a desktop class device into a notebook form factor. In addition to that, we talked earlier about security and safety of the data. We're also adding to our lineup full disk encryption, so actual encryption of the data built into the hard drive, no longer relying on the operating system, which is we all have.
So if I lose my PC, that's encrypted.
You can rest easy. The hard drive, the data will be inaccessible. And I think we've seen some headline-grabbing news over the last few months of notebooks getting lost, containing lots of data.
People
I think the most recent
internet cafes, people coming in and just stealing notebooks.
Internet cafes or just inadvertent, a notebook, I think, with the Veterans Administration data had lots of Social Security numbers of lots of veterans was stolen. And that's data that, if it falls into the wrong hands, really can do some damage. And we've heard many companies losing notebooks. With this hard drive technology and the key actually embedded inside the drive, you can rest easy. Your data is inaccessible. And unlike some of the operating system-based security.
That's going to be a big feature for enterprises and for personal use.
Even for personal use. I know that I wouldn't like to lose my hard drive in my notebook if I forget it in a taxi cab or on a plane or if it gets stolen. The data is replaceable if I've backed it up, but the value of the data.
It's also sensitive data as well.
Usually it is. It's personal information. It's company information. And being able to feel comfortable that if it falls in the wrong hands, it's inaccessible, I think is one less headache for a CIO or IT
director. Obviously, Seagate is concerned about backup, and there's a lot of backup solutions. but let's talk about the hybrid drive. And also, we're understanding that Vista is going to be a big operating system and Longhorn. These applications are coming out. Mm-hmm. Talk about Seagate's involvement with that.
So we've developed a drive that we're calling Hybrid, which has cache as well as spinning, rotating hard drive media, which allows us to do a number of things, and Vista will take advantage of this when it comes out later this year. For example, resuming and suspending very, very quickly without having to wait for the hard drive to spin up, because it'll basically use the memory in the cache. Also being able to shut down the hard drive, particularly important in a notebook where you're trying to preserve battery life, and use the data that's stored in the cache, the most frequently used data. In terms of reliability, also, cache is a solid-state device, no moving parts. So if the notebook does get bumped inadvertently, here again, the hard drive will probably do okay, but just to make sure, having a lot of your sensitive data in that cache will allow you to have even higher reliability. So it really adds a number of features that people are looking for: faster suspend and resume when you bring your notebook out of its sleep mode or put it into sleep mode. It'll do that faster. Lower battery consumption. So you have longer battery life, and it'll shut down the hard drive when it doesn't need it, as well as having faster access to the data since it's in a solid-state device.
So this is a big trend now we're seeing with storage. It's not just storage, the platter, and the data. It's software, too. I mean, integrating into these environments to make it more intelligent and better for the user.
There is more and more intelligence finding its way into the storage device. It's not your grandfather's hard drive. There's a lot of value add now, both for the consumer all the way up to the enterprise, that can be put into the hard drive, whether it's encryption, whether it's this hybrid technology, A lot of the reliability and performance tweaks that we put into our various hard drives really are embedded in the drive itself. And some people might take those for granted, but high-performance users, people that are worried about specific technology needs, are going to find that in Seagate drives. And we have drives that are finely tuned for desktops, for notebooks, for video streaming, for enterprise-caliber applications. And that's really where the value add is. It's not just a plain old hard drive. It actually is a storage solution in one single device.
Talk about high availability. We mentioned briefly about that. I mean, enterprise expect that. Is that changing with Perpendicular? How does Perpendicular fit into the high availability RAID area? So you have the ES. Any new changes, same great products? What's new there?
So we feel that the advent of Perpendicular gives us higher reliability on our drives. We don't have to spin them any faster to increase the performance, which we think will ultimately lead to higher uptime, which is really what customers are looking for, particularly in the enterprise. They want to make sure the drive stays up and never goes down, but still they want more performance and more capacity. So we've met that difficult triangulation there of higher performance, higher capacity, and yet high reliability. And that's, I think, what Seagate is most known for, is the reliability and quality of the drives we produce.
Any feedback from some of the suppliers? Obviously, you guys work with a lot of different vendors, obviously from Hewlett Packard to other huge storage consumers. What's the feedback on Perpendicular?
I think people love the capacities. I think ultimately, whether it's Perpendicular or some other technology, is almost irrelevant to the consumer of the data. What they love to hear is 750 gigabytes, 3/4 of a terabyte in one single drive. There's a wow factor that gets people's attention, whether it's for your desktop at home.
Is that going to be for you, like, average users? I mean, because 750, most people think of, that's like big enterprise, millions of dollars, big storage.
Imagine you have several thousand, maybe 10,000 pictures. You have 5,000 songs. You have, a few DVDs worth of home videos, a few videos that you may have downloaded off the internet, some movies, video on demand that you've rented. That adds up to maybe several hundred gigabytes. And let's say you want to be able to back that up. I can see very quickly how I could consume 750 gigabytes at home by just having my digital video, photography, DVD, a few more games, and my regular applications, and then wanting to back that up. 750 gigabytes will go pretty fast in today's digital lifestyle.
So you've announced on the desktop. How's the availability and shipping and product availability?
Full availability, shipping and quantity, and customers seem to be very happy with them so far.
With Mark Cholet, the VP of Marketing at Seagate, Segment Marketing, pushing the envelope. Seagate's going to continue to be a leader, but yet push the envelope. Thanks for the podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you.